At a briefing at the Guard headquarters in Madison, Brigadier General Kerry Denson told the volunteers it's not clear yet exactly what their role will be in supporting Border Patrol operations.
It may not be completely figured out. Probably the first time in the Army, it's not perfect. But expect that there's going to be a few speed bumps because we're making this up as we go.
There's still some uncertainty about what these volunteers will be doing in support of the border security operation. But for 24-year-old Brian Hibbs of Sun Prairie, who just finished a year-long tour in Iraq, he's happy there will be one important difference in this new mission.
I won't be waiting for the road to explode every day, probably.
Some members of this new border deployment group have already spent time on the border. 22-year-old Specialist Gwendolyn McKay of Green Bay was there in January helping to build a border fence near Yuma, Arizona. She's looking forward to heading down there again to gain more experience.
I'm not married. I'm just going to school. It'd be a good opportunity for me. Just going to see how active duty Army is. Get out of Wisconsin for a little bit.
The troops will be on the Arizona-Mexican border for 2 years. 31-year-old medic Mitch Natmiller of Whitewater has already spent a year in Iraq. He says he's glad his unit got home safely and glad to be joining a mission that fits his image of what the Guard is meant to be doing.
A border security mission seems to be a little more appropriate for the National Guard.
Wisconsin troops will be joining about 2,600 other Guard members from more than a dozen other states. A Guard official says that number will grow to over 6,000 over the next year and then wind back down as the number of permanent border security troops is increased. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.